today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, dear Shia Muslim brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Congratulations, because today is a big auspicious eve. Today is the birthday anniversary of the last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. And of course, the birthday anniversary of our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Congratulations to all of you on Tuesday, 17th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
You're our prophet, our beloved, truly you are most just and kind.
You're our prophet, our beloved, truly you are most just and kind.
You're our prophet, our beloved, truly you are most just and kind.
Let's name today the birth of unity. Before the foundation of Islam, most tribes in Mecca were polytheistic, worshipping their own set of God. Mecca was home to many worship sites and temples filled with idols of the gods. At the age of 40, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, being a monotheistic who was very religious and used to take journeys of devotion to sacred sites near Mecca, began to have revelations from Allah that became the basis for the Quran and establishment of Islam. He, the Prophet, welcomed the message from Allah and shared his experience with other potential believers, including his wife, Lady Khadija. In November 1981, following an inspiration by late Ayatollah Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the leader of the 1979 Iranian Revolution, the week beginning with and ending in the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad in Sunni and Shia narrations, has been observed as Islamic Unity Week ever since. The ceremonies aim to build solidarity between Shia and Sunni Muslims across the globe. Because Islam is a global religion. Islam is a global religion, and Muslims living across the world are the concrete manifestation of its universality. Nonetheless, sourcing the already conflict-ridden Sunni-Shia relations or encouraging sectarian violence by sparking long-running disputes would definitely undermine its universality and push Muslims into closed circles who could not convey the great message of Islam effectively to the world.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the Holy Prophet of Islam's efforts towards Islamic unity. The next strategy that we can look at was the conflict resolution and diplomacy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only a spiritual leader but also a skilled diplomat, he recognized that conflict resolution and diplomacy were essential tools for preserving unity within the Muslim community. The Treaty of Hudaybiyah is a striking example of this strategy, although the initial terms of the treaty may have appeared unfavorable to the Muslims, it ultimately resulted in a period of peace and stability, allowing the Muslim Ummah to grow and flourish. The Prophet's willingness to engage in negotiations and seek peaceful solutions set a precedent for resolving disputes and maintaining harmony within the Islamic community. In a time when the Arabian Peninsula was characterized by tribal rivalries and religious diversity, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam championed inclusivity and religious tolerance. He welcomed people of different backgrounds and faiths into the fold of Islam, emphasizing that Islam was not inclusive to any particular tribe or ethnicity. This approach not only promoted unity within the Ummah, but also laid the foundation for a society where Muslims and non-Muslims coexisted with rights and responsibilities.
بعد العسر يسرا ربنا عليك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Unity among Muslims, regardless of race, color, faith, language, would greatly benefit them all, despite all the differences. Seeking unity among Muslims and proximity of Islamic schools of thought is a fundamental necessity. However, there are diverse jurisprudential and theological approaches in every Muslim community. This is a natural aspect of every religion, and forcing everyone to follow the same set of beliefs has always ended catastrophically throughout the history. Encouraging people to recognize and respect each denomination and schools of jurisprudence rather than forceful renunciation is the key to a united Muslim community. Again, I congratulate to all dear Muslim brothers and sisters on the great eve of the birthday anniversary of two great personalities, the Prophet of Allah and Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid.
Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, and training students. In order to train his students, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, made the most out of the time when there was no dictatorship and cruelty, because the Abbasid and the Umayyads were in political conflict with one another over power. In doing so, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, followed in his father's footsteps. The school established by Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, was expanded by Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam. Some of the students were so advanced and well-trained that they were the pivots of their fields. For example, Hisham ibn Hakam wrote 31 books and Jabir ibn Hayyan authored more than 220 books on various subjects. Imam Sadiq's students were not limited to Shia. Rather, Sunnis benefited from his knowledge. Many well-known Sunni leaders were directly or indirectly the Imam's student. Foremost among these leaders is Abu Hanifa, who studied under the Imam for 2 years. He talked of these 2 years as the foundation of his knowledge, saying, had it not been for those 2 years, Abu Hanifa would have been destroyed.
So when we examine our hearts, we see it is our arrogance that gets in the way of accepting other people. Why? Because when you want to be accepting of people who are different, who are not like you, who may think differently from you, live differently from you, have different cultures, have different aspirations, have different lifestyles, you have to humble yourself to open yourself to them, right? You have to humble your heart to accept them. Because you have to now force yourself to think differently. You have to force yourself and tell yourself, look, the world doesn't revolve around me only and how I think. No, the world is a lot bigger than I think. And that's really difficult. And that's why so many pagans fought the Prophet, peace be upon him. They told him, look, we're just comfortable with the path of our forefathers. We don't like this new religion. Because we have to change our mentality, we have to be open, we have to be accepting of others, and that's not easy. So this arrogance really gets in the way. And the second factor that makes it difficult for us to be accepting of other people is our ego. We're selfish, you know, we want the best for us, for our people, for our community, for our families, for our friends. We don't like to share the blessings of life with other people. But this is the battle of the nafs. This is the struggle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to go through in order for us to elevate ourselves, in order for us to achieve His satisfaction. And this is extremely important for us to keep in mind, respected brothers and sisters, as we think of the message of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam. I request that each one of you this day make a vow with Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam. That from now, and this is the action plan, from now till next year, I will introduce myself to 5 new friends from different backgrounds, communities, and races. Can you do that? For the sake of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam. Just like Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam was very inclusive, and he accepted everyone.
Ya khayra qalbillah, ya taj rasulillah, alayka aska salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, again, accept our congratulations on this auspicious Eid, the birthday anniversary of last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and Imam Sadiq, Shia sixth Imam. Congratulations again and happy Eid. Fi amanillah.
Wa salli ala al-hadi حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي